do that. Let's just do snip. Let's snip that. And then we copy from snip and then paste into Discord. There you go. There you go. There's the
Adam and Daniel. Adam and Daniel.
Adam and Daniel.
I just wanted him to know that it was Adam and Daniel. That's all.
Our name's on there twice, and we've now devoted 4 minutes to talking about how he made us wait to talk about it, to hear about
it. See how we put that right at the beginning of the show?
We do.
That's how you should do it.
Because he'll fall asleep. He'll fall asleep before. Yeah. We care about our elderly listeners who fall asleep listening to us, whoever they may be. Did you have anything else more on the big fatty?
No, that was it. That was it. I just wanted to acknowledge
it. It would have been cruel if, like, on the Tuesday show, he used us as a clip at the beginning of the show, because then you would think, oh, it'll definitely be on this one because we're at the opening of the show. And you notice he didn't use us for any three of those openings.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Isn't it? It's like, we really should. I think there's a market for this, Adam. I really think we should do the Big Fatty Recap Show, because we get so ridiculously into his process, right? It's just like
you and I should sit down and record the thing that King and Gale do?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
We really should fall asleep listening.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4732, I say chew, WFO for Monday the 30th of March 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, which included the delivery of 2 gift eggs, Big Fatty. Everyone, I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're crackerjackers today because y'all, over the weekend, it was opening day, and y'all, there have been 3 Atlanta Braves games since I talked to you last. Big Fatty, it's that time. See, y'all, y'all, I couldn't believe it. I'm full right. I'll get into the weekend recap and all, but y'all, I have two unexpected gift ads, and y'all, one of them came full right, and one of them came on Saturday, so we're going to open the full right one first, y'all. It's from that Lesbyterian delivery service, and yeah. Gosh, the Big Fatty, do they hire the skull? I don't know. And y'all, I don't have any idea. Let's just see here. All right, is there a card? Is there a card? I don't know if there's a card. Oh, there's a card. Here's a card. And it says, we all need a little help. We all need a little help. When we get older, Moose Parker, and y'all, by the way, made a terrible, 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 not a funny, but a punny, for Moose. I said, something about whore moose, and y'all, I didn't want to, I'm not saying that moose is a whore, anyway, big fatty, you should have just not mentioned it. Y'all, let's see what this is. Oh my gosh. Oh, moose. Oh my gosh. You do not know how much. Yeah, actually, you do know because you heard me. Y'all, it is a jar opener set. And y'all, you heard me talk about I had to have my neighbor open up the container of the jar of ice cream. This is exactly, oh, Moose, you don't, oh. Y'all, it's true. As we get older, y'all, I have no grip strength. I had another situation that involved that Sunday afternoon. I'll tell you about that when we get to the weekend. Y'all, and the second one I know is from Moose because he sent a picture and says, I hope Big Fatty got this gift at, because y'all, it just showed a picture of the bushes here at the villa. And let's just see what we got here. Here's a card. It says, "Oh, y'all, this one, y'all, great minds think alike. Enjoy your grip, love, Bill and Jay." And y'all, it is. I don't know how to tell you this, but it's a box. It looks very familiar. To one I just opened. In fact, oh y'all, it's a jar opening set. So Moose and Jay and Bill, great minds think a lot. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, you never know. You just never know how lucky you are when people actually listen. Big Fatty. Y'all, the second one, maybe I've got them mixed up. Maybe Moose P sent the, anyway. Y'all, I've got two jar opener sets. Y'all, I'll put a picture of them up on the www. Lordy. But y'all, I will absolutely use these things. Yes, Big Fatty, you better. Let's see, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fall Right Show, and let's see, y'all, nothing in particular happened Thursday evening. I don't know what I did, but I did it. And y'all, it's getting chilly. The willies were chilly. Y'all, it was hot as blue blazes. I believe that was on Thursday. And, or maybe it was Friday. I don't remember. But, y'all, we set record highs. And, y'all, then for right good night, a cold front moved through. And, y'all, I had to turn the electric camisole back on. And, but I had the windows open still because, y'all, it's the perfect sleeping. Y'all got up on for right. Did my normal routine, had my breakfast, did my puzzles, had my coffee, and then it was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, I did Fat Acres and the Big Circle on for right. No, that was not Friday. That was Saturday. Right. It was hot as blue blazes. I just did Fat Acres. And, y'all, then I came back, and, on Thursday evening, I guess I started making the meat for the tacos, for we were having for right at Fatty's. Y'all, y'all, it's a bagged solid called the Smokehouse Solid. And y'all, it's really nice. It's kind of got a smoky vinaigrette and barbecue flavored croutons and some sliced or shredded Gouda cheese. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. cheese, eating Gouda cheese. It's true. Then, what did we do? I had added some of those French fried onions, the crispy onions, to it. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. We had that, and we had tacos. I made that with the ground turkey and the taco seasoning. And y'all, I always take a block of the Papa Jack cheese, and I slice it into small slices, and I kind of fold that into the taco meat, and it all just kind of makes it thicker. And y'all, that way, when you go to put the meat on your taco, it doesn't fall out when you take a bite. There's some stickiness to it. Yes, Big Fatty, we know you love the stickiness. And we had Mexican street cone to go along with that, And then, what did we have then? And, you know, the taco shells and all, and peanut butter cookies for dessert. Y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, it's not Papa Throat. Well, maybe it is. but anyway, let's see. And then Granny and Durwood and the Nip, y'all, they went out. They were meeting friends out for a cocktail. And y'all, evidently, they were out till 2 a.m. in the morning. And needless to say, the Nip has been, oh, I'm feeling poorly from being out so late on Friday night. I'm unable to move. Oh, woe is me. Oh, poor my partner. But anyway, y'all, Friday night is when I slept like a baby and got up on Saturday morning. Y'all, it was in the 40s, and y'all, but it was just lovely. And so I got up Saturday morning and did my normal routine, but that's when I did the big circle and Fat Acres. And y'all, then I came back and Friday night also, y'all, it was the first game of the new season for the Atlanta Braves, and y'all, they won. I couldn't believe it. And you know, I've got the new Braves vision, Big Fatty, service that I have here at the villa. And so I watched that, and y'all, then on Saturday evening, there was another game, but y'all, Saturday evening, Durwood and I, y'all, it was time for one of our latest Pops concert, and y'all, this was hits from the 80s and 90s, and y'all, it was really, really good. And my favorite, there were lots of really good songs and all that the orchestra played, and they had a girl and a guy that sang a lot of them. But it was just wonderful. My favorite, I think, was the Greatest Love of All by that Whitney Houston. Oh yes, Big Fatty, I hear Houston's having lots of trouble with the long lines. Yeah, well, I don't think that's Whitney that's causing that. But anyway, and y'all, it was wonderful. It was just wonderful. And y'all, had my picture made. I'm gonna put a copy of that picture up on the the www at noon today with my jar opening tools. Yes, Big Fatty, both sets of them. And then got home from that, and y'all, the Atlanta Braves were losing 2-0 as they went into the bottom of the ninth inning. And y'all, they ended up winning 6-2. I say chew. And y'all, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And again, slept like a baby Saturday night. And y'all got up Sunday morning, had my breakfast. Y'all, I had made some blueberry biscuits. And y'all, I had them on Saturday morning, and I had them again on Sunday. But Sunday morning, I sliced them in half and put butter on them and toasted them. Oh, delicious. And then y'all did all my newspaper and my puzzles and all, and then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Just did fat acres because y'all, I wanted to get back because y'all, while I was out on a walk, I got a textimonium, and when I got home, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know. Squeaky gentleman caller, y'all. It was 31-year-old wanted to come back over, and so he did. And y'all, let's just say there were some bobos that were honked, big, ready. But y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely, and I expect he'll be back, because needless to say, the two of us were very happy. Y'all watched the Atlanta Braves game on Sunday, but they got the ass beat. But y'all, after the game was over, y'all, I had, I tell you what, this is going to be a little, I need to explain this a little bit more than the amount of time I have left. So I'm just going to hold it right there, and we'll tell you about the rest of the afternoon's activities. Let's just say it involved a shovel. Beep, ready, a shovel. He asked Big Fatty, most every day involves a shovel. We're just shoveling it. Anyway, thank you for calling. Anyway, y'all, I'm finishing this up, and then I'm going to watch the end of the NCAA. They're determining the Final Four. Gonna watch that last game, and y'all, then it'll be time for the I think, other than the shovel, that pretty much was my weekend. Oh, Big Fatty, you're a little slow and tighten that up in post. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, y'all. You know, Sunday was Palm Sunday. I think I mentioned last Sunday was Thumb Sunday, and I think this coming Sunday is a finger Sunday. I don't know, y'all, I do know that I've got my Easter ham. Oh yes, Big Fatty, because nothing says death like a big ham. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And just out of curiosity, Daniel and Adam. Well, Daniel, why don't you speak for the two of you? Is there anything you want to tell people about the BFO?
We really should fall asleep listening.
Y'all, the cool kids have been doing that since 2008. Yes, we Betty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.